Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The dreaded disease of poliomyelitis rushed through southern Oregon in November 1935. Also known as infantile paralysis, polio first hit Klamath County with isolated cases in October that led to school closures. The first cases in the Rogue Valley were reported on November 8th. Howard School closed after two children were stricken and soon died. Other schools in Medford sent any child with a cold home immediately and washed all surfaces touched by children. On November 18th, new cases were reported at the Withus Motor Camp and Birdsey Creek near Rogue River, where a four-year-old died at her family's campsite. Fears spread that the homeless were a community danger. A Central Point boy came down with the disease on November 19th. No new cases were reported on November 20th. But officials shut down Talent schools and canceled public meetings as a precaution against the spread of colds and measles and polio. That night, the medical community met for a series of lectures on the control and treatment of polio. The county medical officer, A.N. Johnson, suggested that some of the reported cases were probably not polio and no epidemic existed. That year's danger had passed. Today's episode of As It was written by Alice Mullally, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.